Galina Efremovna Kuzmenko. When living on the occupied territory, I have been subject to punitive repressions on behalf of the police. This is the way it was. Sometime in March 1943, at about 4 a.m, to my apartment came the policeman Vladimir Orlov. I do not remember his middle name, who later ran away with the Germans. When he entered my apartment, I started asking, "What do you need?" For this, Orlov replied, "Take your best belongings and go with me to the gendarmerie." When having taken my best belongings, moreover, when I went outside, I noticed a wagon where he tells me, "Sit on." So I sat on this wagon, where he brought me not to the gendarmerie, but the police courtyard. Here at the yard were already other arrested Roma by family name Rybakov, my brother Vasily Efremovich Kuzmenko, and many other families who I do not know. In some 20 minutes, they bring more arrested. Stepan Vasilievich Gorbenko and his brother, all these I named above, were brought in by the policemen Vasily Andreevich Krestovye and Novokatsky, who was later on killed. Like this, we stayed in the yard until about 11 o'clock. Thereafter, we, in total about 10 families, were directed towards Borzna, convoyed by 4 policemen. Feskov later ran away with the Germans. Orlov also later ran away with the Germans. Drobiazko later convicted. And the 4th policeman, I do not remember, but I know that 4 policemen brought us to Borzna, where they handed us over to Borzna policemen. When we were brought to Borzna, here, I made an escape by paying a ransom of 30,000 rubles. I gave this money to Borzna policemen, but the rest of these arrested stayed behind. And what their further fate was, I do not know.